you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? I got to tell you, this episode feels like old school SDR. If you're a fan of SDR, this is back in my apartment. This is chaos. It's gorgeous girls, Brenna McKenna and Lydia Rose. We play What's in the Box, which is just a fun game. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. We Jay and I sing Waterfalls to a unceremoniously not great ending, but still in a way a great ending. It'll all make sense. It's a chaotic, fun episode in my apartment. We haven't done one of those in a while. We're going to try and start doing them a little bit more often because Shannon loves them. Shannon gets all excited when it's easy breezy in my apartment. Here it is right now. Remember, by the way, Gas Digital now is gasdigital.com. Use the code SDR, get 7 days free access to every episode we ever did in HD. You get the chat, and you're getting a bunch of new features as we do this six-week beta. Go to gasdigital.com. But here it is right now, the What's in the Box, Lydia Rose, Brenna McKenna, in my apartment episode of The SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the host. It's beat, I beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know. The SDR Show. Let's go.
It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We were supposed to be live.
We're not, though. Remember when I called that?
You called it?
Dude, remember how silly you was?
You should leave at least 2 minutes of that open in.
Can we at least show how sure Ralph was
so
alive? And then everything fell apart.
Immediately. And then these beautiful ladies got to see me lose my cool, which I don't like to do often.
Oh, I like that. That was my favorite part. And then it'll be funny. I wish we would have found this out while in mid, like, squirt or something. Mm-hmm. And you got to go, wait, we're not live? Brenda, hold your squirts.
That would have been great.
We have to cork her.
Yeah,
well, I would have shit myself.
Yeah. She would have shit herself. But we wouldn't have that live either.
I want to say this at the top of the show.
Of a good hot chick shit.
I would say three times now, Brenna McKenna has saved the SDR Show last minute. Even though she has a microphone that looks like it was in my ass.
Why did you give her the shittiest microphone?
I didn't do it. Just randomly picked it. I don't know how that happened.
Give her
the nicer mic.
Please.
All right,
it's too late now.
Give Jay the anus.
Now she loves it.
Okay, now she's into it.
I like it.
So thank you. Why is the hole in it brown?
By the way, I didn't even notice that until she held it up. Like, why we even have that as a microphone?
Because I do rim jobs.
Can we not afford a fucking $50 microphone?
We're a network. Yeah, what's with the chocolate starfish microphone?
Bobby, right after the show, let's just throw that in the garbage.
Sure.
It's ridiculous.
Wow. That seems like it's personal.
How about this? Does Shannon's look better?
Yes.
All right, let's at least swap out Shannon's.
She said she doesn't want to swap.
No, we're swapping it out.
I tried to swap it already.
Shannon can get the duty mic.
Yo, I'm sorry. Tensions are fucking really high in this room now.
I
don't like it.
Jay, let me ask you this. You know me 20 years.
Yeah.
Almost, right?
Thank you, Bobby.
Have you ever seen me get angry like that?
No, and I'll tell you, I think it's pretty clear what you need. Two, three, four, just shake that ass. Bobby, let me see what you got.
Put your fucking hands on the ground.
Bobby, let me see what you got.
Put your hands on the ground.
I want Bobby to squirt it.
Just shake that ass. Bobby, let me see what you got.
That's pretty good. He actually shaked it so hard. He brought up the floor a little bit. Look at that, Bobby.
Damn, now I've seen two brown holes.
About to see two more.
No. Outrageous.
By the way, Jay, I've not been on the show with you since your special launched.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just want to ask, because to me, first of all, I was there, so I knew it was going to be a good show. The production was beautiful, very well done. I love that there was, and we talked about this when Jim Jeffries was on, that there was no, like, goofy intro. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. We had it with, like, the band and everything playing.
That was good for the room.
But yeah, but everyone cheering when you walk out, I was like, the specials have so much of that, like, watch them walking from backstage, and it's cool. It's all cool shit. I just think the energy of that special, I was like, yo, let's just drop it right
in. I love
it. I'm talking
to
somebody.
It's a great way to start it. I love it. And also, you could always release that as, like, extra footage one day or something.
We have it all, yeah.
But to me, and I'm not saying this in a way that I hope you don't take this negatively, okay? It far exceeded
where I thought it would be in a few. I mean, it hit over a million in like what?
5 days.
5 days, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
That, so my question to you is, did you have an amount of a number in mind where you would think it would hit in a week? You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Did it exceed expectations? Did it go where you thought it was going
to
be?
I don't know my expectations were. It's hard to tell because, like, the stuff. But Ari was good, man, with the timing of it, with going and doing a. We released it, I think, 2 hours after my Rogan episode
right.
premiered.
Yeah.
So as soon as Rogan was done, people were able to go. So in the first, like, I did Rogan. The next morning, I did Tom Segura.
Yeah.
And we went. Me and Ari went to the airport. And we got delayed a little bit while we were there. But by the time we got on the plane, it was like a.
Okay, hey.
By the time we got on the plane, it was like 400 something. It was crazy.
It's crazy. So
it was moving so fast. Yeah. Now it's at 1.5 in 2 weeks almost. Yeah.
So, but my question is, you had no discussion with your big jokers and people, whoever they are,
sure.
Like, hey, if we hit a million in a week, that'd be great. Like, that discussion never happened?
No, you don't know. I mean, you don't want to set an expectation and fucking fail.
Right, right.
But I spent so much money on making that thing.
And then you do like, I mean, it just, the review, everyone on the comments, there's so many, like, I don't want to talk money, but there's so many with like super chats in the fucking YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, which was nice to see.
It's lovely. It's paid for.
A third of it,
a 40th of what it costs to make.
I imagine.
But no, it's very sweet that people do that. Please, you know, it all helps for sure. It's not that. The idea at this point is like you give it away.
Right.
And then like I'm going to Wisconsin tomorrow. I think four of the five shows are already sold out. Okay. So like that's important. That's what, and then that just makes more money on the road.
By
so
way,
it's all,
I'm,
it's all
doing
that.
I'm doing this now to prove a point. Okay, let's see what happens.
We're live, buddy.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Brenna. But it Yeah, dude, it's been wild, man. Thank you to everybody out there that listened to it and shared it and everything. Hell yeah. Nice, dude. But yeah, thank you, Ralphie. It was
It was great to see. And it makes me know. It's also
It came
nice.
Out good, man. It was good. I was so close to it by the time it came out that I was like, I think this blows. And then it came out and people liked it. But I had a lot of, dude, we had some cool, like, some people came through. You know, it was fucking awesome. Like, Ari, another thing, he was like, the day it comes out, he goes, go through your phone, dude. Now's the time to, like, look through your phone, and if it's a famous person you've talked to once and you have their number, like,
tell them to share.
Send them this like form letter, put their name in it, and give them like everything to post it, make it super easy. And the surprises, man, like fucking weird ones, like Mark Maron, that's a pretty cool one. Corey Glover.
Of course, Corey's great.
Fucking did it in 2 seconds. John Popper from Blues Traveler. Cool. The guys from Korn did, like, it was really
Kevin
fucking.
Hart?
No.
No? Okay.
Kev didn't do it. I haven't gotten
it. Did you send it to him?
No.
You didn't send it to him.
I don't even. The number I have from him is wrong now.
How about
like,
this?
But we put it out in social media and everything. And like, I actually got to say, I know he's like pushing a new show on E. But like, yo, dude, you should fucking push it. They told me, they go, write a letter to Kev that we'll give to his manager.
Ugh.
And they'll give it to him. You know, I guess. And I was like, I'm not doing that because, like, what could you imagine if Dave fucking, who I know, Dave Becky, Kev's manager.
Uh-huh.
If Dave Becky goes, like, I'm not giving this to Kev. Like, are you fucking out of your mind, dude? I would lose my shit.
Right.
I don't think it's what would happen.
Not do it, right.
But I'm just like, I don't know. Nah, dude, I don't know. But his plug would fucking.
It would have been great. Yeah, yeah.
It would get a million more views.
Is there
his
anybody?
Plug would be great.
And then we're going to introduce the girls and
stuff. I'll see him. I'll see him in the next year or so, and I'll be like, yo, dude, that would be a huge thing for me.
And you feel free to not mention names. Other than him, that doesn't count. But like, are there people that you sent a link to, and you were surprised that they didn't share it?
Nah, nobody that I was surprised by. But there was ones that I sent to that like they just didn't. And you're like,
right.
Okay, sure. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but I mean,
shocker.
I went through. It was like, you know, I met this fucking Warren Sapp from the Tampa Bay Bucks, like a Hall of Fame. But I met him 10 years ago, and it's like, I sent it, but like...
Yeah, that's weird. I get those ones.
No, but Ari was genuinely like, he was like, dude, it's you spent all this money on this? He goes, if one of them does it, it's fucking worth it. But Kevin Hart, the bummer of that is like... That was like my, you know, we were like, close friends. Yeah.
Big
you know,
J and Lil Kev. I saw that picture.
So for a year, so it's like, we're so far apart. But I don't blame him for that totally. I was personally not mentally dealing well with like his success
Can
while I was like figuring
question?
It out. Yeah.
Do you guys follow each other on Instagram or Twitter or anything?
I don't know. I don't think I follow him actually, weirdly enough, but like, maybe I do. But he, No, but weirdly thing, I mean, when he wrote his book, like, I'm in the book, like, he wrote about us in the book, and he, And when he goes on like other people's shows and stuff, like he's told stories. People always send it to me. It's like, look, Kev's like said a story about you and stuff. So like, it's. I just wish I really for the plug for the special would be fucking great. Huge, man.
All right, so I'm going to introduce. We mentioned Brenna McKenna at the top of the show. I think Brenna. Is it fair to say maybe fifth time on the show?
At least fourth.
At least fourth, maybe. Get the mics close to your faces, by the way. And then second time for Lydia Rose, right? Yep. Second time on the show.
How lovely is this? Not at Gas Digital Studios where you're constantly being hawked over by every dude who's in the fucking room.
I guarantee you girls.
I like it.
I guarantee you that at least four or five guys showed up at the studio tonight thinking we were going to be there. And then saw that you were guaranteed.
Shut
God
up.
Bless their hearts.
Shut up, for real.
Way, that was night. I came in that night. To Ralph,
who?
I'm sure. I don't want him.
It's nobody in particular.
The standard cast of characters.
It's the energy of the room. I go to Ralph. I go, yo, dude, whether you guys like it or not, it's fine. There's going to be somebody who doesn't.
Yeah.
And there's a thing where it's like you brought your like makeup girl at one time.
Yeah.
Like hawks they were.
Right. But I mean, like they just like, before the show's even over, they're like, they're going to come with us to a bar. And so I'm like, guys, it can't be like a fucking feeding frenzy when we have like, you know what the dig on the studio to be like, hey, if you're a girl and you walk in there, like eight guys are going to be like, hey, you want to go with us?
And hang
with us?
Like, right, we already down, like when is the last time you got pussy?
You know hilarious. We had to have a staff meeting. After that first time we were on the air, I got everyone together. I'm like, look, when a hot girl comes in the studio, you guys can't act like fucking assholes. You got to dial it back.
The funniest thing ever is because everybody shows up. So after the last episode that Brenna was on, Christine was there with me, and Brenna was like asking Christine about threesome shit. And Christine, we got in the car afterwards. Dude, this made me laugh so hard. It's funny. It's actually why I came up with there's a funny thing now on Legion of Skanks. I made a theme song for Gay Blind Mike.
Okay.
But like, Christine's description of this was so funny. She was like, that fucking sucked. I was like, what do you mean? And she goes, Brenna's so hot. And she was like asking me about like threesome stuff. And I wanted to like talk to her more about it. But like, I was so skittish because she's like, I wish we could have been somewhere else. Because like, I'm not going to sit there and tell the story in front of fucking Gay Blind Mike. Proud Boy Tom. And I was like, yeah, that's fair, yeah, I guess. She was like, Brenna probably thought I was being skittish, but it was just because like I'm like, I don't talk about this in front of fucking... Yeah.
And by the way, I specifically did not invite Gay Blind Mike tonight. I don't need him fucking jerking off in the corner. Like, I just don't want it to happen.
Gay Blind Mike, but that's theme song rules. You hear it?
I haven't heard it. No.
You know the song Girls on a Film by Duran Duran?
Uh-huh.
I just let the song play the whole way through, and then when it goes, dan, 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 Gay Blind Mike. It's so fun.
And so the reason why you girls are here in my apartment is there's a rule
it's because
that...
because they're talented and fun?
No. Why in the apartment, not at the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Lewis, I don't think they ever met Lewis. Lewis
no,
never met Lewis.
No. If they would, they would have already had angry sex
in
here.
Probably, yeah. Lewis is the co-owner of the network with me, right? And we made a deal.
You've already fucked him and thought you loved him and he would have
talked
to you.
What's going on? Oh.
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live. We made a deal... About a year ago, we had an episode that kind of went awry in the studio where Jay was encouraging a woman to piss ping pong balls out of her vagina.
That's not what was happening.
That is what
was happening.
Okay,
Bobby, thank you.
That's what was happening.
That's not what was happening. Girls, if I could, eyes over here for a second, ladies. Let me explain what Ralph is saying wrong.
It's not wrong.
She said she could...
Well, I mean, grammatically, pissing out of your vagina grammatically is like kind of like crazy.
What a stupid ass.
Well, I am old.
But I'm envisioning what you're
Kanye
saying.
Hates Jews.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, and justified.
And he's right.
Yeah.
And he's right. No, where were we? Get me back to Bobby.
Ping pong piss.
Yes. Scary Mary? Curvy Mary?
Curvy Mary. That's
Curvy
not nice,
Mary
Jay.
Comes in.
Scary Mary?
That's not nice at all.
Oh my
goodness.
That's
not nice at all.
This is going to be...
And she's curvy. Some. She's curvy, all right. And she said that she could shoot ping pong balls out of her pussy. Well, I'm like...
Let's see.
I have to see it. Sure. Do I have a 20-year-old daughter and I believe I have bad karma coming my way? Yes. But do I want to see Scary Mary shoot ping pong balls out of her snooter? Yes, I do.
Also, by the way, could only be described this dribbling out of her vagina.
Well, what happened was she put the ping pong balls in her pussy, and
the golf balls.
As she slightly squeezed them out, not really firing them anyway.
Oh, dribbling.
She was just nonstop like leak pissing the whole time.
Yeah.
And I did when I saw that.
I tried to
and
stop
saw
it.
That it was filling up. Do you remember?
No, that sounds right.
Did you ever see the Underworld movie where they have to cut the blood of the vampire. Bear with me. They had to cut the blood of the vampire and they put it on the stone.
Was it in Blade
please,
also?
Please, sorry, please, Ralph. There's etching in the stone. It's like a little, you know, etching in it. And the blood goes in the etching and it starts going through the whole
thing. That's what was happening with the piss.
There's a Gas Digital logo in the middle of the table. And her piss was starting to fill it like a puddle. And every time she kept doing it, and I sure encouraged her to continue firing golf balls out of her
and
pussy.
By the way, that's how we conjured up Gay by Mike from that.
That is where that's how we made him. He was in a laboratory. That eye of Newt and a wizard's eyelash, we made Gay Blind Mike. You know, it was the first pass at it.
We'll get better.
We probably should have let him set in the mold.
We'll get better at the spells.
We should have let him set in the mold a little bit longer than he did.
We'll get better.
It's like taking a Jell-O out early. You know what I mean? Like, ah, shit. This Jell-O wasn't ready yet. It's a little liquidy. She
just makes you never want to go to Planned Parenthood ever again.
Ralph, in fairness, can I say it's two things? And then please formally introduce our guests.
Yes. I already did.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah. The fluid thing slightly also comes from Ralph was not here one time.
Yes.
And there is a...
And by here, you mean back in the studio.
Yeah. Ralph was in the studio 1 week, and I brought in Dan Soder, who was my radio partner at the time, to come... We'll do the SDR show tonight, and we have porn star, racist, right wing lunatic.
I think you should start with racist and then go to
racist
porn star.
Probably first,
huh? She wasn't racist then, though.
Okay, pre racist,
pre Trump tattoo,
racist, psychopath, borderline sociopathic, porn star,
Peyton Sinclair.
She was on the show and we were making a joke. We were talking about anal sex and when about doing enemas. You have to take enemas before you do anal sex. And we were like, oh. She said she was something about she would show us there, but we were like, no, we don't have. All we have is Mike Harrington, who's one of the producers at the time, who is the human enema, making a joke that, no, he could fill his mouth with water.
And use a straw.
No. Huh. I said he blows so hard that it will fill your asshole with the water. Right. And she goes... Get him in here. I want to see that. Now, to me, the joke would be now he's going to fill his cheeks with water, and where this is an impossibility, what I've described, he's going to blow water that's going to go over his face and her ass, and it'll be funny. She goes, who's got a straw? So I'm like, oh, wow, she wants him to actually blow water into her ass. So we get a straw. She puts it in her butt, and Mike blows water up her butt. She then lays on the Gas Digital table.
Right. Yes.
And she's laying on her stomach, and she's sitting.
That's going to be a prequel.
And I, look, man, I can't turn it off, Bobby. I'm going to be funny. And I'm saying funny things, and like a fucking equalizer in a car, every time I'm saying something funnier and funnier, you're seeing what can only be described as, and I apologize, brown shit water coming up this straw like a thermometer. It's going like, eh? And I'm making her laugh.
Guys,
and then
like
I start laughing. I'm like, whoa, stop laughing, stop laughing. It's making her laugh more, and then she just geyser shit water out of her ass on the table.
But by the way,
so for those two reasons, we are now at Ralph's house because fluids can only happen
in
here.
Ralph's house.
Because Lewis is gay and he draws. That's the line he draws.
And
we
by
can't
the way,
fluids
can I just say
digital
one thing about this? And I'm, and
yes,
when
Ralph.
Lewis had a big fight at that point, right? And he said something like, just do a regular show, right? He's like so mad. I was like, Lewis, did you not have guns in someone's butt like a
my
week
butt
ago?
And then I put a gun in his butt
right,
when he
like,
lost
how
his
how
bet
is that any different? Like, it makes no
it's
sense.
It's how we solve problems.
Yeah.
Well, that was because it was at the stand and the other one was
I
at
know,
Skankfest.
But still, I get
but,
it. But
no, the point, listen, I think it's batshit that that's the line draw. I've heard the reason why, and I hear it.
The reason also, by the way, the bigger reason, the grand picture thing, is that we do rent the studios out to other shows that are not affiliated with Gas Digital. So imagine you're like a dignified politician and someone Googles the studio and then you see the shit water video. That is not
politician
a good look. Yeah, because we had a
dignified pod.
We had a guy
it's
running for mayor.
Adam
we had a guy running for mayor that was renting the studio.
Ralph, just let's get to the bit because
right
that's insane.
So the reason why you guys
is
are
there
here
such
is
a thing?
No.
You like my Bombas socks, by the way?
Not only do I not like those, I think those sweatpants eat shit too.
Yeah, these are not good sweatpants.
Yeah, those are mom sweatpants.
These are lounge
I don't
pants
wear sweatpants
those
unless
they're mom sweatpants.
They really are.
My
what
lounge
are
they are.
What are you going to get fucking?
These are my I'm home
you
relaxing
in the middle of the night. For a sick kid, you sweatpants have to have
the, I like
the elastic at the bottom.
Yeah.
And one leg's got to be up, dude.
No, no, it doesn't. No, I'm not LL Cool J.
I am.
Yeah, all right.
I don't rock sweatpants unless that leg's up.
I want to bring LL Cool J.
People have asked me in freezing cold weather. They've asked me, he goes, why is that leg still up? I go, you got
to
suffer from
one
fashion,
day I want
bro.
LL Cool J on the show just to come over you and pull the pantene down.
I'd love him to do that. Try, dude. Yeah. I'm carrying on. LL Cool J probably doesn't put one leg up on his sweatpants anymore. I'll tell you what. I still...
I know.
Dude.
You still got
I
the scarf?
On my I stopped doing it on my jeans.
You still got the back scarf?
The scarf rips, dude. Don't even act like that. Don't even act
like
the
back scarf, girls.
Girls, I like a little
Jay,
bit of...
Jay, get
listen.
Up. Get up, show them the back scarf. Jay,
for a living.
Jay,
I have a
stand
bit
up.
Of flair.
Jay, stand up for a sec.
I see it.
Let them see. Let them get this back scarf. On shorts.
This, if you didn't have one of these...
On shorts.
When you were in middle school or in high school, if you didn't have
you
one of these,
is it not attached to a wallet?
You were not.
Front pocket wallet.
Not at all.
Oh.
I'm an old man.
Jesus Christ. I don't know how I feel about it.
I like accessories,
all
dude.
Right, so ladies, we're going to play.
Accessories, guy.
Sorry. A couple of games.
I don't apologize for it, Ralph.
I need a White Claw. My throat's a little parched. Thank you, Bobby.
Why don't you drink out of your big fucking, your fucking fat cannon over there?
I'm a couple hours behind, I think.
Why don't you pour on your face like cum, you piece of shit?
I could show you things in my fridge that would make you hate me so much, Jay.
I bet.
Oh, my God.
When you take pictures, every weekend, by the way, I have to, and by the way, I mean this, Ralph.
If you remember, we're friends.
No, I love you. Yeah. I really, like, I value our friendship big.
Okay.
I think you're a fantastic guy. But when I watch your run drawings and I watch your fucking show me, it goes, decided to make myself cauliflower ravioli today. I'm like, who's this fucking for, dude? It's so not entertaining.
By the way, just so you know, I will admit to posting my runs. I don't post anything else. That's all gay by Mike. I don't post anything.
No. Your food?
I take pictures of it.
That's gay in itself.
And he puts them up. I don't do
that doesn't,
it. I'm a busy
you
man.
You can't put us on Gay by
you wanna,
Mike.
You want to hate me more?
You send the Gay by Mike and go, Mike, put up this pesto.
He'll say,
put up this pesto mushroom.
I want you to hate me more. Open the fridge. I want you to hate me more.
You're a dildo.
You're going to hate me even more.
But that said, I love you
in
so
the
hard.
In the door, there's two bottles. Big bottles. Clear bottles. No, not that. To the right, there's two big bottles.
Don't give these to me. I'm going to smash them on your floor.
Pull them both out.
Oh,
this
God.
I make
what
every.
That? What do you got? Fucking goat's milk right from a tit?
So I make every week. This is
I'm in the 50s, dude.
I make my own almond milk. I made that.
With what?
Almonds. What else are you going to fucking make with? And that's
Bobby, get it away
from
your
celery juice with ginger and lemon.
Celery juice? You're a piece of shit. Do you know why you're drinking that?
Yeah.
I know why you're drinking it.
Because I'm trying to be healthy?
No.
Who?
Do you know why?
No, not Kim.
I'll tell you why you're drinking.
I don't even know.
Kourtney Kardashian.
None of that. No.
The rat, what you want to happen, do you know why?
I do it because of good
the
sugar.
Secret? What does celery juice do?
I just like
we're sitting
green.
With two adult film stars. What does celery juice
no
do?
No idea.
It makes your load big, dude.
Does it?
Big load.
Oh.
Peter North's secret and Tommy Lee.
Oh, it's like I didn't know that.
God, dude, do you even read? You're so unlearned. You're such a student.
Were those
dude.
On camera, by the way?
You don't know.
Uncultured swine.
Yeah. You don't know the teachings of Tommy Lee.
Of Thomas
North?
Lee? You don't follow Thomas Lee's
and
teachings?
Super sperm porn legend Peter North?
What happened?
Are we live?
Are we live?
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
By the way, really the coolest
girls. Don't kiss, we're live.
The coolest girls we've had on the show. Really.
Girls don't kiss, we're live. And most of your family.
Also,
watching.
Obviously the prettiest if you had to have this talk with your staff after I came on.
I mean, it
but
was.
Obvious,
did you, let me ask you this.
Obviously.
Did you feel. You weren't there the first time. It was just.
I'm going to tell you something, Brennan. Yes, they were all over you. But
did
if
you
it,
feel
it could, have been, it could have been. Listen, Curvy Mary would get asked if she's going to come hang out afterwards. It's anyone.
It's not about that.
In.
It's a vagina's in the room. But did you not feel the first time you were in the studio? It was like a little much.
No, it's just kidding. No, it's not bad.
It really
kidding.
Bothered me. We did. We had a staff meeting.
I mean, you can tell, but
it was
but also you're used to it though.
It didn't like it at all.
Yeah, I feel like
but isn't
it
nice
to it? Brenna, yeah, absolutely.
Brenna and Lydia also. Isn't it nice to for a fucking chair? I'm not saying you're used to when it's nice and they're all good guys. Nothing about that. But isn't it nice? This is I found I've done well. Maybe one of the prettiest girls I've ever hooked up with.
My mom?
Not your mom. She's up there though. She's Mount Rushmore. this is a zillion years ago. I was in my early 20s. I met this girl and she was in play. And by complete chance, because I was the one person in our group of friends when we met her that wasn't way up in her shit. And it was my own. I was just like, this girl's gonna have no interest in me. She's like, it's stunning, and it just made her like interested in the thing. Right. I'm like, so almost
why
like,
is he not?
If you come to a place where it's like, wouldn't it be a little more like this place is awesome, where it's not just another place where you go and everyone's trying to just fucking right, fuck you way. For 5 seconds?
You should want
to
be able
chill to chill a little bit, man.
You should like, be able to do the show happen. And be happy. By the way, I'm just sorry, Brenna. Can you cap that water bottle? It's asking to be kicked.
She's about to squirt pussy juice.
Yeah, but we're gonna put it
over your apartment. Are you out of your mind?
By the way, don't bother me a lot. I completely
make sure you shit in the bowl.
Manners.
I completely redecorated this apartment since the last
it's
time
beautiful.
Jay was here.
It looks great.
And Jay did not notice at all.
It looks great.
You
it's
brought
nice.
It up to me 30 seconds
after I
was in the door.
Oh, did you? Did you like it?
You brought it up to me 30 seconds before I walked in.
I thought you'd at least say, hey, what's going on here?
Please. But your place looks great. It looks awesome. You did a great job. The backsplash. I want to take a picture of that for Jacob.
By the way,
you know what it is?
It's a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no! Don't.
Yeah. But it is what you call it. It's ceramic or something, but it's all in like sticker form. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now you look at ass.
Decal. Decal's a better word.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
And then there's a big array of dildos. All right. Before we go any further, this is a brand new sponsor on the STR show. And if you've seen those videos of people winning millions on Instagram, you've probably already heard of this. It is stake.us, S-T-A-K-E.us, and they are our newest sponsor. It's a social casino that lets you play completely risk-free or attempt to win some at stake.us in their sweepstake prize. Stake.us usually does not offer sign-up bonuses, but we were able to unlock a 5% rakeback if you use our rakeback code SDR on your first deposit at stake.us. Our code SDR is not the only way to get a free play. Players can make use of daily login bonuses and promotions to help boost their gold coins and stake coin pots, but the code SDR will get you a 5% rakeback. Stake.us provides players with an immersive gaming experience, lots of in-house titles, dedicated forums, and all these cool things to help it feel very social. Games like Blackjack, Plinko, Dice, Baccarat, or Baccarat, I always forget how you pronounce that, Video Poker, just to name a few, play with both gold coins and stake cash immediately without any payment. Stake.us is legal to all U.S. residents, excluding Idaho, Nevada, New York, and Washington. Sign up using the code SDR to unlock that 5% rakeback at stake.us. That promo code again is SDR for the 5% rakeback at stake.us. Gamble and have some fun. Let's get back into it. Okay, so Jay, we're going to do a couple of games, right?
We weren't even live when we talked all that shit about my special.
Right. No, we were. We were. Because of the way they're sitting, makes it easier. You will be Team Brenna. I'll be Team Lydia. Yeah. Right?
You can feel the energy that Brenna doesn't like you.
She does not like me.
She doesn't love you. I don't know if it's a hate, but it's a full-on
I would say that she tolerates me.
She deals with it.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah. She deals with it. It's good press. It's a fun show.
The closest we got to a bonding was over Steel Panther.
That's pretty cool.
She loves Steel Panther.
I keep trying to bond with her over Philly shit, and she just happens to live there.
The coolest thing about it was that...
She has no real heavy emotional ties to the city at all.
She was in the studio.
Every time I see her, I'm like, fucking Rocky III, right?
Just not to pro sports.
Last time she was here, you were talking to her about some rock and roll stuff about... I don't remember what it is. She's the only rock band I like. They sing this song. I forgot what line it was. And I'm like, I think that's Steel Panther. She goes, yeah, that's right. I'm like, they're coming in tomorrow. And she came in to watch them. And then she went to go see the show.
I did.
Oh, you went to the show?
I did.
Nice. They're great.
In Pennsylvania.
Fuck yeah. They did Skankfest. A
couple years ago.
2 years ago.
And I don't think we can announce the band that we got them for this year, but they're very happy.
It's fucking awesome.
It's really cool, right? I want props.
It's awesome.
I made it happen. I made Steel Panther happen. I made that fucking happen.
Dude, this is going to be the pre-party band.
Fucking cool as shit.
Zoom in. Camera 3's pulling. Yo. It's a goodie.
I got them, by the way. I got them considerably.
If you don't know them.
I'll be shocked.
If you're not a fan, that'll happen. They're not a fan. You still think they got five bangers.
Yeah. I got them to considerably lower their price as a favor.
That's awesome.
I've known them forever.
They're good dudes.
They're
too.
Great dudes. Yeah. And I'm friends with a couple of their wives and whatever. I've known them forever.
Okay, weirdo.
Yeah, well, just their wives and I hang out. You know,
they're really nice.
And they're good dudes. Okay, so anyway.
Do you have more in common with them? Because you guys go sweatpants shopping together?
No. Yeah. No.
And also no. Hooked up Brenna with good tickets and I think passes too.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was really fun. Yeah, I got to meet everyone after.
She still doesn't like you that much.
It's okay. I get it. Look, I'm double her age. Dude.
For damn, today, dude. Though, we're gonna win.
Yeah, okay, fine. We're enemies now. It's okay, so winning. We're gonna do.
Here's what we're gonna do. About winning at the end of the day.
We're doing a game, mm-hmm. and we're doing a finale.
Yes.
The finale involves a tarp.
Okay.
The game involves a classic on SDR. What's in my hoo-ha?
Are you killing time?
Classic.
No.
Today, we have a game. A game.
We're already 30 minutes in.
What are finales, everybody?
All right, so Shannon, you have a mic, I think. Is it hot? I don't know if it is.
Send your mic hot.
Is your mic hot?
Smashed up mic.
Talk. I know you don't have a camera, but you're hot.
Talk directly into the asshole of that microphone. Yeah.
Does it smell like Brenna's asshole? Because it should.
Yeah, it smells beautiful.
Okay. We're going to play the game What's in My Hoo-Ha, right? We have some toys over there that were clean.
Can we land on hoo-ha?
I don't know.
No, we've never said that before.
Snatch. Cunt.
No, that's too harsh. Pussy. Snatch was better than...
Pussy?
I think when I told somebody...
It's What's in the Box. We called it What's in the Box.
What we called the original time.
Okay, that's good. That's the way we should go with. When I told my stepfather on the way down here, I said, What's in My Pussy? We're getting ready to go.
What's in My Box is probably the best name.
It is. That's... Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
a good one. Good. Yeah. So, we have some toys.
You jump from hoo-ha to cunt, which was... Says something about you.
That's why Brenna hates me.
Super aggressive.
That's why Brenna hates me.
That was pretty aggressive.
I say cunt when I mean it in a bad way.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you like fucking let cunt out like you live in England. Yeah.
So I don't know how we're doing this.
So European of you, Ralph.
Because we had a weird start and I got a little angry. Girls heard me yell. I'm not even sure how.
You're probably going to hurt Lydia's pussy when you put things in it because you're angry.
I know they're putting it in each other, right?
Not me. Yeah. I'm mad chill.
Not me. I got some.
Yo, Brenna.
Your
pussy's going to be A-OK. Yeah.
I have some website aggression I'm going to take out on Lydia later.
Ralph's going to give you a real pounding.
By the way, you were right earlier. When I meet men and they don't ask me for shit, I want to be more generous. Or when they don't act freaky or disgusting.
Like
during a lap dance, if someone keeps their hands by their side, it makes me want to touch their penis. But if they're all over me, then I'm pushing them.
What'd you say?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. If I was getting a lap dance, my hands would be by my side. Not because like I don't want... I'm just like... They're doing their job, and I'm like, I get it. Like, if someone's like, oh, we paid for you to get a lap dance, I really, like, I end up talking to them the whole time. I'm like, how long have you been working here? I start trying to relate. I'm like, I used to drive girls to bachelor parties, be a bouncer for them, whatever. And they're like, okay. They're like, all right. And I'm like, yeah, these pants are pretty thick. I'm probably not going to get a boner or anything.
Even better. That's harder than...
All right, so what toys do we have, by the way? Is it those, that array?
Yes, the array.
Array. Array?
Array.
Yeah. What did you say?
Definitely Array.
Array. It's definitely Array.
What? Did you say Array?
Array. I might be too drunk for this.
I'm three drunk. You're not drunk at all. That
I'm
was
three drinks in.
Up.
That's my
I
fault.
I need one.
That's definitely my fault. So, Shannon, bring them over. There's a video of me cleaning them online.
Bring over the Array.
You didn't clean them.
I cleaned one of them.
Did you freeze you like the dildos?
It. Say again?
Did you freeze all those dildos?
No, that would have been. That's why I thought you went in the fridge to freeze dildos. So you guys are going to put them in each other. One of them is going to be blindfolded, I guess, or close their eyes.
Blindfolded. What, do we have a blindfold?
I don't think we have a blindfold.
We have to use that scarf.
You use your scarf.
That you've been farting on the whole time.
I don't fart on my scarf.
By the way,
make
Brenna.
Sure they don't fall.
Ah!
Okay.
Brenna,
oh my God, sorry. I didn't mean to scream. I just get nervous. Like when a dildo hits the floor, the porn star in me like screams like, ah!
I saw a few people.
No, it has to stick up. It has to stand up.
Come on, Bobby. They have to be together.
All right, we're going to put condoms on them anyway.
Yeah, we're putting condoms on. I saw a few people ask if you're ever going to start a podcast. Do you have a desire to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just curious.
When I'm ready, can I ask you
all
the questions?
You're allowed to.
You could join the network if you don't want the show to be live. Do you care about the show being actually live?
Do you care about like actually running a successful business?
Do I care about like a functioning
If you do, then
do
you, are you thinking if you jump into a podcasting world, you'd like to be with a network where the mechanics and the machinery functions well? Because if you do, look elsewhere.
Yeah. Jay, here's how I feel we do
for
it.
A bunch of fun dudes.
I'm sold.
You're looking for a place where a guy will fucking shake his ass on command?
Then
Gas Digital's your place.
Here's how I feel we do it. For the sheer sake of simplicity, we will blindfold one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other one will put in three or four toys.
Okay.
They'll see how many they get right.
Okay.
And then we flip it to the other side.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So there's six. Yeah.
So you want to rock, paper, scissors?
You guys should rock, paper, scissors this.
To see who goes first. Let's rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first.
Oh, my God.
One.
Best two. Of three or just one?
Just one.
Just one. Rock.
I'm
ready?
So nervous.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ah, who won?
I'm going to fuck you first.
That's your answer. Brenna's fucking Lydia first.
I love to fuck first.
Blind Lydia.
But the blind, not blind Lydia. We
you
don't
fuck
stab
first,
her in the
you
eye.
Don't fuck back.
Throw, you got that boric acid I gave you? Throw it in her eyes.
All right, so,
maybe you need a bathroom break.
I think you need a bathroom break?
Yeah, of course.
All right, so.
You going to pee? You can score it for the first time ever.
Go to the bathroom. We'll vamp.
She didn't answer. Now I think it's a shit.
Okay. We'll get it. Well, she can't see the toys that we're picking. Pull out your scarf because you're going to blindfold her.
The scarf's gigantic.
That's okay. We have no other option.
You don't have something else?
I have towels. What else do I have? I don't have a scarf.
You don't have a bandana?
I have a necktie.
A bandana? A bandana you don't have?
I might.
A bandana or a necktie.
I'm
going to
go look. Give me a second.
You're so rock and roll, dude.
Give me a second. Not anymore.
Or we could just put her.
On your honor.
We could just do face down, ass up so that you can't even see it.
We could go face down, ass up, Ralph.
All right. I like that.
Then turn around.
I like that.
Now Ralph wants to prove to everybody he's got a bandana. What a dildo.
Jeez, I feel like I had to bring everything today.
Yeah, why don't you bring bandanas too?
I know, could have brought a bandana.
Why don't you bring the thing that makes our show go live? We could use an extra one of those. No, we're live now, Bobby. I know, I'm aware. Everyone stay calm.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Shannon, real talk. You got to pick one of these dildos for yourself. Which one would it be? That's a good question. Bobby, shoot the one she says.
I'm going rainbow.
You think rainbow? I'm thinking, here's the thing. If I'm thinking what Shannon's concerns are right now, because she's been celibate for so long, I'm thinking maybe the total pink one, the pink not see-through one. But I think her heart tells her the one for the thickie. The thicky, darker of the fleshy ones.
I have one necktie.
If Shannon had a cock, it would be the big one.
I don't have any. I don't have any. One. Jay, no bandanas.
The
only
biggest
a necktie.
One in the
That's
room.
Fine. They'll go face down, ass up.
Face down, ass up. No neckties.
Ralph, that's the name of the show.
That's
for
the
sure.
name of the show.
Shannon, I asked Shannon, Ralph. I'd like to hear your guess too. Actually, while we're figuring this out. I said to Shannon, what dildo would she pick for herself? And I have I don't know where I'm at. I'm on the fence between, I say, the solid pink, because she's so celibate, she figures that's not going to bust her open too much. But I think her heart says the dark tan one.
I think she's going with the clear pinkish purple one.
Really, the longest.
Yeah, I just think that's more.
I have a side note that I'm also now considering, because she likes Italian lunkheads, that a lot of them have that thick thick top of the dick that goes into a thin bottom dick.
I know she's not doing the rainbow one because she hates gays.
Yeah, she's definitely super anti-gay.
Not true.
Well, you're transphobic for sure.
Which one? Did she tell you?
She hasn't answered yet. But
she doesn't drink Bud Light anymore,
I'll
tell you
that. I've given seven answers. What do you think? Pick one.
I'm going with mine. I stick mine. Mine is clear.
I'm going to say
purple,
the tannest.
Purple clear.
The tannest.
Okay, so my favorite one is the clear one.
Bam!
In order to actually use it, I do like this one with the bigger head. That
Point
one next
Bobby,
to the
please?
Rainbow one.
No
in that one.
With the thin bottom and the thick top.
Yeah.
So, fun fact.
I feel like I won that because Ralph, I knew hers was a favorite.
Ralph, please, our guests have a fun fact.
No, it's fine.
Brenna, our fun fact.
Please. No, it's fine. Fun fact about that one is
Fun facts with Brenna McKenna.
Fun facts with Brenna McKenna. Give us those facts.
Got a theme song. That one I pegged Pierce Paris with, and that's a mold of his penis.
Well, there you go.
And I pegged with that one.
Shannon, now you can relate to it.
Did you know that you were in the room with royalty?
All right, so you
did you
are going to be facing that way.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby.
You probably feel pretty stupid for wearing jeans now.
Bobby.
It does feel real good in the ass.
That's, I've heard that.
Great Bobby, news.
She's going. So, Lydia, please.
Shannon, great news.
That way.
Shannon, I don't know if you heard, but that one you like
Wait,
so much.
Wait, we have to condomize these.
You know, here's what's going to happen. You have to be. Shannon. So get into that position Shannon. Where you can't great see news. Behind you. Now, Shannon, Brenna's going to point to one. So I could give you a little thing on the mat.
Wow, wow. Nice new carpet, here. Asshole.
No, here we go. Here's better. Here we go. Lift your legs. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you almost knocked over the
here.
Play ball on the
nice new carpet. So what we'll do is,
okay. Yes,
Brenna, you will point to the one you want. Shannon will put a condom on it.
Honor code, Lydia. You can't look back.
Don't look back. And if you don't get this angle, Bobby, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah, look how good it looks.
Bobby. Brenna, point to one.
You're a producer, not a pornographer.
Don't say the pink one, because that would be stupid.
Oh, of course. Look at Bobby's a pornographer all of a sudden.
Yeah.
How is she going to know which one she's pointing to? They're all in the same area.
Jesus, yeah, no, Bobby.
Don't worry, Lydia. We got this.
Bobby, your parents.
Because you have a choice of six options, right? This is basically it.
Are you going to slide your panties off, or are you going to pull to the side?
Whatever you want.
That's Bobby. Maybe one of the best questions ever asked on the show.
I've asked you that several times. You don't answer.
I mean, this is a good view right here. I'm pretty happy.
Ralph, you are such an old creep.
Thank you.
You know what I want to hear about? These girls' ideas.
So we're going to do three on Lydia and then three on Brenna.
Now, okay. What are we looking for? What's Lydia's correct answer on this? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'm sure they have code words for all three of these. Like old Yella.
Oh, names, yeah.
Stabby McGee.
Sparky the Spark Plug. Okay. Is she supposed to... Wait.
Hold on. So, Brenna...
Before we put it in also, hang on.
The lube. Where's the lube?
We have to figure out something here. Do you have a tape measure? Are we going to see if she can guess inches?
I think she just guessed model.
What's the model? What is that the model of?
Well, we should have probably...
Just say, which one it is. Like, describe which one it
is. Do you know...
Is it the pink one? Is it the rainbow one?
Okay.
But there's three that have similar colors. Hold on a second. Hold
are
on.
You going to mic her pussy, Bobby?
Yeah, I'm going to you give it.
Here,
Jesus.
I'll do it for you.
I'm going to give you.
Shannon, was that
I'm
going to
give Brenna, you get. I got Brenna's mic, okay. Bobby. Okay. I hold it.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Ready? I'm going in.
Wow, that's going in. That's in there.
You didn't believe it, Ralph?
I'm going to go balls deep.
Hmm. Probably the sweetest thing ever said on the show.
You feel it? Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, so now you have a choice. Put it back on. By the way, here's what I think you should do. Bobby, if you're okay with this, take the condom off.
He's fine with it.
And put it on the table.
I got you. And she'll
and yes, then you can guess which one it is.
Hang on. Don't look Lydia still.
That is exactly what I meant.
Is it?
Lydia, yeah. Wink your asshole twice if you understand me.
And now, put it on the table. Don't look yet.
Don't look yet.
I'm not.
Bobby, grab it from the base.
Lydia, wink. Please
no, grab it
answers.
From the base.
You said you wanted to.
And put it on the table.
Lydia, wink all of your answers, please.
Okay, so now, Lydia.
Morse code, yes.
You get to sit upright, Lydia.
We would do so look good in right. Charades or trivia.
Now you got this. It's one of these six. Which one was it?
Which one?
She pointed to the right one.
The one.
She got it right?
Hey. She did get it right.
She got it right?
Is it because it's shiny?
No.
Is it shiny?
Because of the way that it felt.
Because we'll make them all shiny right now so you cannot tell.
Yeah, we should have mixed them.
Make them all shiny.
Add a little loop to each one of them.
I didn't even realize I thought it was shiny to begin with.
I didn't realize that either because the other one's shiny too.
They're all, yeah, they're pretty shiny.
That's shiny right there.
All right.
Okay, so one for one.
Some of them are nice matte.
Team one. Be a sore winner.
We got one for one. All right, second time. Second round.
Okay.
I'll hold
this is fun.
All right.
Now she could go with the same one.
She could go with the same one. She could go with a different one. She's got to point to Bobby which one she wants.
Am I?
Don't say the color or anything.
Am I condomizing?
Which one do you want? Tell Bobby when to stop. That one? That one?
Okay.
That one. Okay, we got it. If she gets all three, I'll be very proud of her. My girl,
Lydia. I don't even know how to use a condom. I don't use these.
Yeah, I know, right?
What is a condom? Does the tip go up or down or what? How does how does that work?
Dude, I say let God guide my jizz.
For contraception, like.
And where's the? You have the lube near you? Yeah, the lube's right next to you.
Is it handy?
It is handy.
Ralph only uses condoms for anal.
By the way,
when the guy gets his cock up,
I got a great angle. I'm very happy. Thank you, everybody.
Ralph, you are such a bold weirdo.
Yeah, thank you.
Does this make up for your bad mood?
Oh, my God. I forgot about that bad mood.
Oh, but do you remember, though, that your new website you paid for doesn't work? That sucks.
Oh, my God, Jay, shut up.
That's right.
We're Brenna, live now,
from
though.
From teammate to teammate.
Brenna and Lydia are Team Ralph.
No, we're supposed to, she's supposed to not be getting this.
Tip in there.
Wow.
Okay, easy. We're going balls deep now.
Okay. And don't turn around. Uh-oh.
Do not turn around.
The Kamazan's in town. Okay, so now, Bobby, maybe you...
Wipe off the shiny.
Wipe it off a little bit. Bobby,
yeah.
There's a towel in the don't look yet. Don't look yet.
I'm not
Shannon,
looking.
Shannon, can you...
Lydia,
can you
face down ass up, please.
there's a towel. Brenna.
She's doing something right now, Ralph.
Oh, sorry. I'll get it.
She's cock-slapping Bobby.
Hold on.
Oh, okay,
she's
relaxed, Ralph. She's
be
nice. Cock slapping Bobby.
She's professional.
Oh, she's very, very professional.
Cock slap Bobby.
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 Mixing it up.
Good move.
Good move.
Good job. Smart thing, all right. Brenna.
Yeah.
Okay, now Lydia.
It's only right. Yes.
Take a look to your right. Team Lydia. Team Ralph. If we're gonna be two for two. It's a good one. Which one is it? That one? Mm-hmm.
Wait, which one? Which one?
The one she's pointing.
The one that Bobby's pointing to.
I misled you.
Incorrect.
Damn it! God damn it!
That's not right.
She got it wrong.
I said incorrect.
Yeah. God damn it! We're 50-50
but
now.
It does have a bigger tip.
Now, by the way,
you don't tell her which one
at
it
this
was.
Point. Now we're
I
just
did it. She lied.
We're just chance. If it was 100%, now 50-50 is chance.
Yeah.
So this is going to be the deal breaker. Back into this. By the way, great butt for both of them.
Ralph, can you be a human being for 5 seconds?
I am the human being.
They're contestants in a game.
All right. Don't look.
They're
pick.
Our team partners. Stop sexualizing
That's
everything.
That's right. Make sure every woman says before I show my penis.
I'm cracking up.
You got one? Brenna's really thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay. She's made her choice.
Bobby, if you could, suit it up.
Please cock slap Bobby at some point. Oh,
Brenna,
my God.
Brenna, whenever you get an extra second, can you cock slap Bobby?
Oh, man, savvy.
Oh, you know, even better if you peg him with it.
By the way.
Oh, you think you're better than Pierre, what's his face, who got fucked in the ass with a thing?
Pierre Pizzazzo, what was his name?
Fucking Pierre Pizzazzo, the fucking anal king of...
Pepe Le Pew, I think
it
was.
Okay, Bobby, I didn't realize we thought we were better than people here. I thought this was a show where there's... I thought it was
okay,
no judgment
this.
Zone, like fucking...
She's lubing up competition number three.
Sorry, I'm using up all your lube.
That's fine. The last one for you. Okay.
Sorry, got hit.
We really go. Concentrate.
I should have brought the strap for later.
Use your pussy's eye.
Now I'm regretting that. Shoop.
Mm-hmm.
I make that noise every time I have sex. I go shoop.
When I'm on set in my head, I do that.
Okay,
I do
don't
noises
look.
In my head.
Shannon, there's some paper towels over there if you want to grab
Lydia,
some.
Did you get good enough of a feel?
Did you feel like you could really...
Okay.
Can I ask a serious question? Lydia, don't look yet. Maybe you can't
answer. Put your face down.
Of course you can.
Put your face down. I want to ask the question, but don't. You probably can't answer yet.
What are your thoughts on this new bill they're trying to pass in Congress?
How do you feel about the Speaker of the House? No. The question is this. When she's doing that, is it enjoyable? Or are you feeling like you're more in performance mode? Or do you get some joy out of what's happening? Hold on. Turn to me.
Okay.
Yeah, the feeling has to still be good.
Here's her mic. So you're enjoying it a little bit.
I definitely enjoy it because she's doing it.
Because she's doing it for you.
Yes.
If it was gay blind Mike, you'd be like, what the fuck is going on here?
Ralph, why probably. Put yourself in there. If okay. it was you, she'd hate it too.
Okay. Now you can. You have the mic. You can point. You got it. Which one do you think it is?
Is it the rainbow one?
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah?
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty good.
It was the rainbow one.
It was the rainbow one. That's pretty wild.
I didn't even put the balls on.
What was the indication?
I was trying to trick you, and you still got it.
Did it feel colorful?
Brenna.
It was the
heat is on.
How long it
to win, we have to get all three.
You have to get all three.
Or it goes to a tiebreaker.
Yeah. All right. So, by the way,
that would be crazy because it's my dildos. And
team Lydia, we got 2 out of 3.
You fucking rocked it.
Yes, we did.
You fucking rocked it. That was amazing.
In Bobby's butt.
Yeah, that's it. So now ladies are going to switch.
Wow.
Ladies are going to switch.
Brenna, the heat's on. The H is O.
I like that abbreviation.
Thank you.
So now, Lydia, you can choose the same ones. You can choose the same one 2 times in a row. You can do whatever you want. The idea is to try and confuse her, but it's on you. I'm not going to help.
You're doing great. You're doing great, kid.
Yes, please go wipe the...
I want you to go out there. I want you to... float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
By the way, Lydia
I want
asked,
to eat thunder and crap lightning.
Lydia asked, "Can I wipe this lube off my pussy?"
No.
It'd be cool if I would have said no.
You should.
Sorry,
said no,
you cannot.
Dude. You should have put your foot.
It's
down
a live
that
show.
Thing.
You're not doing that.
It's the one thing you put
the
your foot down.
The fuck is wrong
on.
With you? I'm giving you a
leave
right
here
now.
With a wet asshole.
Have you guys inserted dildos in each other before for
no.
funsies?
No.
First time ever.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like that, Brenna.
First
good
time
strategy.
Exclusive.
Yeah. What's up? We're not live anymore?
The other one. Are we live?
We're live.
We're not live anymore?
We're live. Jay, I'll punch you in the tick.
What's, guys, the live feed down?
Live feed's down.
Don't go
guys, chasing
and by the way, we're
waterfalls.
By the way, the ending of this is Jay and I singing Waterfalls.
I'll do the rap, but I need the lyrics on the screen.
Oh, by the way, we should get the lyrics. I could put it on my phone. You got to put it on your phone.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty full.
If we watch the screen, we can look
feeling
up.
Pretty
is
ready.
There a...
Yes, on YouTube.
Oh, Shannon, do me a favor. In my
Ralph's so old, he doesn't know
bedroom.
Anything.
Sorry, no, in the second bedroom, get me the remote control for the
God.
Television.
Now we got to watch Ralph with the remote.
If you don't know, just grab all three of them. There's three remotes there. If you don't know which one's a TV one,
Lydia, confirmation on camera. Is your pussy okay?
Yes, my pussy.
Good,
is
good.
Say that again.
My pussy is A-OK.
Okay. Did you get of the three? Which one was the most enjoyable for you?
Okay, Ralph, class it up.
Probably the last one.
The rainbow. Okay. Not that one. That's why I said
Jesus.
The longer, skinniest one.
I know what you're talking about.
You get it.
You're trying to put a subliminal message in there. I think she's going to pick that long, that
by
long
way, Bobby,
pink one.
Great picture for the website right there. no, right. Not that one. In my room. In that room. Sorry, second bedroom.
You did say your room every time.
I did, and then I corrected myself. Second bedroom.
Brady, what are you doing? Don't play
on
with
the
elasticity.
Circular wood
we
thing.
We need you at 100%.
Let me see. Yes.
Is she putting them in your butthole?
Throw it.
No.
Throw it.
You just play with your butthole.
I just finger my butthole.
That's fair.
It's normal.
Okay. I twirl my dick hair.
Okay, what so now it the role is reversed, so to speak. We are now in Team J. Brenna.
Mm-hmm.
Lydia's going to pick... one of the dildos of her choice. Brenna, please, I'll take the mic. Assume the position.
Brenna's playing a mind game. She started fingering her asshole to start the whole game.
Yeah.
And now, Lydia, you were going to point.
Yeah, Ralph, deal with this.
You're going to point to Bobby which one you want. Bobby?
I noticed Lydia's asshole didn't have fingers in it.
We're I can't see up. It. I'm at the bad angle. This is a better angle for you, Jay.
I would rip my asshole apart if I stuck.
That's fair enough. But do we get an extra half a
does
point?
She has a
asshole.
No.
Her vagina is pierced. Everybody.
Do we start with a? Do we start with an extra
I'm
half a
guest.
Point?
So Lydia, which one do you want? Then and Brenna, do not cheat.
She's not going to cheat. We don't do that, dude. Philly strong.
All right, she's made her decision. There's a condom over there. There's lube on the floor somewhere.
It worked. Your subliminal shit worked.
You better shut your fucking mouth.
Your subliminal shit worked.
You better shut your fucking mouth.
Condom, I was like 19. I was like 18 or 19.
Hold on a second. Brenna, I'm giving you this.
For commentation?
Yeah, for commentation. Did you literally just say how to use a condom?
Yeah, dude. Welcome to Hispanic America.
With a condom?
No, I don't have a penis.
There's your thing.
Your job.
It just makes me feel that you guys don't use condoms.
What smells so menthol-y?
Oh, it's my it's her vagina.
No.
Oh no. You ready?
All right. I'm gonna watch very closely if you guys don't mind.
Okay. We're in.
God damn it.
One
this
small
is
step
hard.
For man.
That's what she said.
One giant hard. Step for mankind. It's upside down, it's not fair.
Goodness gracious. By the way, if there's ever been a reason to subscribe to Gas Digital, it's probably this episode.
This is really hard. I don't know what
Don't move yet. No cheating.
I don't know what that was.
Get the paper towels and clean it.
It was a dildo.
Please.
I'll give you that much.
Fuck.
It's one of the six. You have a 1 in 6 chance.
Oh, no. I'm going to lose.
You're not. You're going to do Hold so on. Good.
I mean, I think I've just fucked myself so much with so many that, like, I don't know anymore.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's my story of my life right there.
Fucking.
Okay, and now, Brenna, you are allowed to sit up and look to your right and make a decision. Bobby just masturbated and ejaculated.
Bobby just came.
You have a 1 in 6 chance. It's pretty good.
Come on, Brenna.
I like my feelings right now.
Right now,
I am strong Tim Lydia.
I'm struggling right now.
I am Tim.
Don't think about it.
Hold the mic.
I'm struggling right now.
Brenna, finger your asshole and think about this.
Yeah, think about it while you're fingering your asshole.
It might help.
Okay.
Might help.
That's where the answers are. Uh-huh. Think about that finger.
You're stalling. You got to pick one.
It's that one.
What does that mean?
That one.
No.
No?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. The other one behind it.
No, too late. No. You're going to have to take extra. You don't take extra fucking choices. I get back in a position, Brenna. So now, by the way,
Brenna, stop fingering your asshole. We got to change up the
Sorry, once it turns sexual, I become stupid.
By the way, now Brenna has to bet 1,000 going forward.
I know, I'm bimbo
mode. We have to reset.
I'm not going to bet 1,000.
Brenna, get
no
back
way
to your position, please.
You have to get the next two right.
The next two right, or it's over
for us. Wink if you understand me.
She did
okay,
wink.
Okay, she understands me. Lydia, where was your butthole control like that?
Are we running out of condoms, or we're good?
Ralph, you have so many Magnum condoms because you don't use them.
I don't use them.
You show them and you put on regular
I have this
condoms.
Condom brand called Little Boober.
I mean, I'll bend over and make a link for you if you really want to see
it. I'm not going to say no. Who says no to that?
What did Lydia, she say? I didn't hear what she said.
Lydia, shut up and don't.
I didn't hear what she said.
She'll make her butthole wink. Oh. If we wanted to see it, I do.
Oh, who wants to see that? Let's be honest. Oh.
Ralph hates winking assholes. That's, it reminds by me the way, of his molester.
It's on my eulogy.
All right, Brenna.
All right, now this is the...
Jay, stop putting all this pressure on me.
Speaking of pressure on you, get ready.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Put it in this fucking syringe.
Ow, I know which one this one is. Yeah.
Wow, I hope that she's mic'd for that. Is she mic'd for that?
Yeah.
I think it just hit behind her tits.
I think it came out of her mouth a little bit.
I'm queefing. It was so big.
Are you queefing? Mic those, Ralph. Brenna, queef if you want.
I think she already knows.
Brenna, wink if you understand the queef.
I love that they're playing the game where they're. Oh, I missed
it, Ralph.
I just pushed that out on purpose.
I just giggled her in the queef.
I put it on the table.
That was a special one.
While she's doing this, by the way, I'm going to try and set this up for the finale. So I apologize while I'm doing this.
It's okay. It's super easy. Do you have a microphone on your remote?
Yeah, but I don't think I turned it on. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but did you put it in all the way, though?
You're allowed to get up and look.
Can I answer that? No, it wasn't all the way. It wasn't balls deep.
You can totally look. I don't know why they...
You can look now. You can look now.
Brenna,
I'm talking to your pussy, which is hilarious. Yeah, Brenna. Are we live?
Was it all the way?
Was it all the way?
Was it the big pink one?
Yes, it was the big pink one. Brenna.
That's so that right there. It just literally throws it away. I was like trying
Steel
to get
Panther.
Her a free game.
Why you put it on an SDR show?
It's the
eye. Okay, last one. Last one, girls.
Do Waterfalls Karaoke.
I know. Last one, girls. You got to go.
It's already
last
in
one
there. You're taking so long because you're
is
old
it
man.
I don't see it.
Go to Waterfalls.
I got to type in karaoke.
No, hit that and then go back to okay. No.
I got you. I know.
Yes. Space.
There it is.
There you go.
Okay.
God damn it.
I'm going to punch you in the face, Jay.
You are elderly, dude.
All right, last one. This is all the marbles right now. This
oh
is the...
God.
If she doesn't get this one... So, Lydia, because it's Team Us, be a little creative. Don't pick one that's super obvious. Pick one that maybe looks like another one or could go 50-50. Think about it.
Brenna, can you queef on Ralph's stupid fucking explanations, please?
I'm trying to help her. I'm trying
push!
To...
No, I can't.
Oh. You got to suck in for Ralph blowing it.
All right, she's made
Ralph
a decision.
Ralph, fill her up like a whoopee cushion.
By the way, here's a third one. Ready? Yoink.
Oh, my God.
Can I say something to both
of
you girls?
I'm a professional at this now, just in case you guys...
Hey, Lydia and Brenna, can I say something to both of you girls?
What?
You both got good buttholes.
Yeah.
Really? And picture, by the way, just picture perfect assholes, I got to tell you. No weird things, just the lines. I mean,
guys, by the way, imagine reverse this and it's me and Jay in that position. What a fucking horror show that is.
I'll tell you something, girls. It's not as good.
Not even. God damn it.
Shannon would rather see this than that. Yeah.
What a horror show that would be.
Okay, Brenna, I'm so proud of you already. You're doing so good.
It's okay. It's pretty good.
No, you got to put more than that in.
No, no, no.
Yes.
You want to do.
Okay, she's fine. That's good. Some of your pussy's coming out.
I think I got some audio on that.
Did you?
I think so.
Cool.
Brenna, queef if it was awesome.
No, she tried.
Push!
If she shits.
Listen, face. I know. I don't want to push it, okay? Yeah.
Shit on Ralph's new carpet.
Don't look yet.
Okay, I'll go look
yet. You have shit on Ralph's new carpet.
So, by the way, it all comes down to this.
I don't want to be shit, girl.
If she gets this wrong, we win. Team Lydia wins. If she gets this right, we got to do some sort of tiebreaker. Don't look yet. Don't cheat.
Okay, I didn't.
All right, Brenna, you're now allowed to look.
I don't look yet because it's still shaking. So,
move them all. Move them all.
It's still shaking.
Okay, good. Now you can look.
Go ahead.
Good. Thank you, Jay, for being so honest. They're all moving, so you can't know.
Come on.
It all comes down to this. The last pick, Brenna McKenna.
No, you're cheating.
Brenna.
Brenna facts.
You got this, girl.
It's the big tip. Is it
which one does that mean?
Is it Pierce's?
Which one?
Is it Pierce's penis?
I don't know what that means.
You said the big tip, which is the same answer she gave for this. Is the same one?
Just Bobby, put your finger out to the pink one. Which way should he go?
Is it that one?
Yes,
fuck me.
So wait.
So we are.
So we're tied.
Yeah,
I'm going to slap five with your butthole finger the whole time.
Oh, here's how I think, Jay. Here's what I think we should do.
Tiebreaker?
I don't know if we should do a tiebreaker. I think we should congratulate both girls. We came out even. And let them do, because we've already been on an hour.
Okay.
Let's do the finale.
I do have to pack, so it's okay.
Yeah, so does that make sense, everybody?
That's okay.
All right, Brenna, you can sit down for a second right over here.
Brenna, take a seat. You did both of you.
Feel free to grab your mic and sit right there.
Two for three? Come on.
Oh, that's my mic.
Oh, yeah, grab your mic.
66%?
Yeah, give her a mic. Ladies, 66%. Thank you so much for...
Okay, so we tied.
For the what's in my box.
Yes, we did.
What's in the box. So now the only way to...
You both have a record of 001.
Yeah. So, Bobby, there
it's
are...
It's unsatisfying to the listeners.
There's a... Is it like... It's,
not to listen to the gamblers, I mean.
By the
say.
Way, yes, but...
The gamblers would have been funnier if you...
Anybody watching is a winner, and as far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
We are going to do the final thing, which Brenna...
Aren't those the socks if you buy them that give some to bums?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, but you know what? After Damon John did the show, that's why I bought them.
And then they give one the bums.
Yeah, no, I went around and just threw a pair of socks at a homeless person.
You should. Those are bum socks, dude. You're getting socks they think are good enough for bums.
I don't even think they're good enough for bums.
Enjoy.
Somewhere over here, there's a tarp, Jay. Bobby?
He's that afraid of natural juices.
Bobby's going to open the tarp. This is the main reason why...
Think of the resale value. Brenna McKenna squirt all over your carpet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I should have brought a contract so that you have to pay me.
Absolutely.
I need to get smarter.
Bobby, clean up that jizz. Yes,
sir. Can you pick up Ralph's out-of-date Magnum condoms?
That does look like a big cum pile. Literally.
All right,
can
so now...
Ralph with his Magnum condoms?
It really bothers Jay so much.
Because you don't use them. That's not the condom you use. I've seen your dick mold.
By the way, so much better if you didn't use the word mold.
Yeah. I saw your dick mold. I saw the best and brightest you had to offer. Way,
I've seen mold all over your dick.
It doesn't require
Magnum
condoms.
Why is your dick so moldy?
It doesn't require Magnum condoms.
This is drying my vagina.
Well, you know what?
Right? Too much setup.
By the way, nothing funnier than Bobby laying down a tarp per squirt.
Bobby, you're doing great.
He's not wrong.
Why are we treating like a farm animal? Ralph, if you catch the squirt in your mouth, you don't have to have a tarp down.
That's true.
Trying to get you wet again. Trying to get you wet up, girl.
That's super true.
Brenna, how confident are you about your squirting
technique?
Trying to
get you wet up.
She's is it wide enough?
Right?
Do we need more space? Is it good?
No, this should be a
fine. Okay, she's a fan out with the Bellagio.
This should be fine. I can usually control where it goes.
Okay, yeah, relax, Ralph.
So,
should I cover the TV and the windows?
Do we need any other prep?
Fine.
Are we good?
You'll be fine.
You happy?
I need a dildo.
Bobby, do you want to pick one?
Do you want to pick one?
Get your mic close to you.
I don't know which one I want.
She's really thinking about it.
It's not that.
I feel like
one.
It should be the rainbow one, but what do I know?
I think I do want the rainbow one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That'll be the best one.
If I've ever seen a finale dildo, it's the rainbow one.
Bobby, don't you ever pass a cock in front of my face ever again.
I didn't even realize it.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Bro, what the fuck was that shit?
Is there water visuals?
Well, you have to pause it. Right? You got to let her get in position. So
I know.
It's a long
intro.
Yeah,
but I'm not gonna. I don't think I can squirt for 3 minutes straight.
You don't have to. So. I only want you to squirt when I want you to squirt when the chorus is happening.
Yeah, when we start singing, "Don't Choke You're Chasing Waterfalls," you should start now.
Ralph, don't push her.
You ready, Jay?
You want me to start?
I think you should start.
I'll go first. Okay.
All right, ready?
Lonely mother gazing out of the window, staring.
You probably should start.
Bobby, please.
You move over here.
Can't
touch. Pull it, Jay.
If at any time he's in a jam, she'll be by his side. But she doesn't realize he hurts her so much.
Bobby, lift up. Get up your knees.
But all the praying just ain't helping at all, 'cause he can't seem to keep himself out of trouble. So he goes out and he makes his money the best way he knows how. Another body laying cold in the gutter. Listen to me. Come on. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. Fire.
I know that you're going to have it your way or nothing at all.
But I think you're moving too fast.
Fire away.
Ralph.
Little Precious has a natural obsession for temptation, but he just can't see. She gives him loving that his body can't handle, but all he can say is, baby, give it to me. One day he goes and takes a glimpse in the mirror, but he doesn't recognize his own face. His health is fading and he doesn't know why. Three letters took him to his final resting place. Y'all hear me?
Fire!
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Stream!
Please listen to the rivers and the lakes that you
hit the heavens.
I know that you're gonna have it your way on the hill. But I think you're moving too fast.
Turn it up, Ralph. I need the volume ladder on this thing. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Here goes blast. Hit Bobby.
I know you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast.
Yo.
Here we go, Jay. Come on.
Yo. I seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms are coming, gone, leaving traces that I gotta give it. It's because my life is tanning shades of gray. I can't see Bobby at all. I'm fade away. It's one of those sunny days, and I promise this come true. Only my faith can undo the many chances are blue to bring my life to a new, clear blue and unconditional skies to dry the tears from my eyes. No more lonely cries. Boom! It's one of the folks who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for tooting cane in your own vein? What a shame you're shooting aim for someone else's brain. Squirt! Claim you're insane and then you stay in pain, fall, pray to crime, or stay in the system with your victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes coming true. Believe in yourself.
Everybody!
The rest is up to me and you fire!
They're chasing waterfalls.
Shoot away.
They're in the river.
You got
the
last of it. Get it on. We're gonna play the CGI later. Oh my God, it's De Blasio in here. Oh, nothing at all. But I think
you're moving too fast.
Last time. Wait, don't. My sneakers are gonna get wet. Don't go chasing waterfalls. I have to wear these shoes tomorrow. Easy.
She's goodness.
Fired away, dude. Oh, some poop came out. And you used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way on nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast. Oh, but don't slip, everybody. Don't slip.
I literally can't.
Oh.
Literally
she can't. Tried.
And I don't have enough water in me.
She
the
tried.
Tank was on empty. It's okay.
She tried.
Tank was on empty. Plus, she was laughing too much.
I did not know you guys were good at this.
I think she did fart three times.
Let's do
that's
plugs.
What happens when you push them.
By the way, honestly, two of the coolest chicks that ever do SDR.
Lydia, thank you so much.
Thank you
Brenna,
so much,
thank
Brenna
you.
And Lydia. Let's do plugs. Brenna, grab your mic.
Oh, my gosh.
And do your plugs.
Take a deep breath.
I'll talk. Yes.
All of my things are BrenNvMckenNv on everything. Discord, Twitch, Instagram, Twitter, OnlyFans, many vids, everything.
Lydia?
All of mine are.
Get closer to your mic.
All of mine are the Lydia Rose XX, which is T H E L Y D I A R O S E X X.
What if I just piss right here?
What was that?
What if I just piss right here?
What if just pisses right here? Jay, how do you feel about that?
Do it.
What?
I think sure, I think she should
I mean,
do
if
it.
You want to, sure.
Yeah, do
Bobby.
It. Just piss.
Bobby.
Just piss.
She's going to piss on the floor right here for you.
Yay.
Why is that happening?
Another character talk for you, Ralph.
Oh, there we go.
That's it. That's
all right, a little bit of piss.
Yeah, piss. Now I'm going to sing Gautier, somebody I used to know.
Jay, your plugs?
Will you really have to blame me? Yeah, thank you everybody who watched the special. Keep sharing it, man. Keep commenting.
Why is that happening?
Because you hit play on Gautier, somebody I used to know.
Alexa, stop.
Don't yell at her. This isn't her fault. Oh, my God. Yeah, and I'm on the road this weekend. Appleton, Wisconsin, if you're watching live. We're live, right?
I know.
If you're watching live. Appleton, Wisconsin this weekend. Next weekend, I'll be in Irvine, California. The weekend after that, I'll be in Charleston. I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina. Then the show's with Tim Dillon, Shane Gillis. We're doing two arenas.
I'm coming to the one in Pennsylvania.
Hershey, the arena show.
I'm not sure which one, but yeah, one in the Pennsylvania.
I'm also on Burt Kreischer all summer. Yeah. We're going to do big fucking baseball stadiums and shit. It's going to be fucking crazy. Crazy summer. Legion of Skanks are going on a theater tour. Wilbur Theater in Boston. Foxwoods.
By the way, right now this tarp looks like massive overkill.
No, it's fine. For that little bit of squirt, dude, you need a little bit for that little pee-pee.
That wasn't squirt.
You got a little bit of pee-pee.
I think there's more
there.
Pee-pee in my pants right now.
Are we having another real squirt-a-thon?
Yes,
are we going to reschedule
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we're rescheduling. Okay. Gigi was in the hospital.
What? For what? She over-squirted.
A kidney thing?
She squirted herself out.
She put it on Instagram.
Yeah,
I've seen it happen. She lost all her vitamins.
All I know, she was in the hospital. She put a post on Twitter and Instagram that she wants a rematch. So we'll set it
we
up.
We have to have the first match for a rematch.
Yeah, but sure.
Well, reschedule. You know.
Reschedule us for a rematch.
But yeah, and check out Bonfire, new Bonfire, me and Robert Kelly, 4 days a week, Faction Talk, Series X at 103, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Legion of Skanks right here on the Guest Digital Network.
Shanoons?
Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is, Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And you can hear Brenna on the show.
That show, no offense, guys, is
go fuck yourself.
So fucking fun. That's such a good show. I had a blast so much fun. Talking
really?
Every
did you piss and
single
get fucked
segment.
By
yeah, I mean, what the fuck is up your ass? God damn it.
Oh, is it so
yeah.
fun?
It was so great, yeah. Okay. It was.
Do you have
any? Did you guys scissor or something?
I mean, because Jesus Christ.
I think we did pretty good. Did Bobby fucking hit the floor? Did Bobby drop it?
No.
Did Bobby drop it down on
Shannon's
show?
And Mikey Fix
I mean,
are
a
so
fine
cool.
Show. The show's fine. It's a fine
I mean
show.
This from the,
you're a hater.
I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Go fuck yourself. All right, there we go. Okay.
Okay.
Check me on everywhere at the SDR show. And our new location of Good Sugar is on 3rd Avenue and 69th Street. Now open.
Come eat.
Yeah, we'll do it. Let's go. Well, you're leaving tomorrow, right? When are you back in town?
Sunday.
Let's go Monday. I'll bring you there. We'll go get some food. Monday, Tuesday, something like that. Before you go to Bonfire.
Yeah, Monday I have to go to the dentist. I'm getting my shits did, dude. I'm getting my teeth done.
I'm going Monday to the dentist too, actually.
Yeah, it's I'm gonna get the veneers, dude. I'm going for that. It.
So Tuesday, we'll go
see
get some
me
food.
Cheese and all Legion of Skanks, Bobby.
Shannon.
All top.
All
teeth.
Of us go. We should all go eat. We'll go eat some vegan
that's
food.
Be all my new pictures, dude. Hey. Look.
3rd Avenue, 69th Street.
I guess.
And the Good Sugar Podcast comes out every Monday. Girls, thank you so much.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.
I think we might as well play Waterfalls, the real version.
What? You didn't feel that was real?
Close enough.
I thought I knew it. Remember when I rapped directly at her pussy?
Yeah, I did.
That was awesome.
If you want to overplay it.
If she would have squirted at that moment, that would have been.
This should be an internet clip of me rapping to her pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we have to blur everything out, but exactly. Me. It's
rapping to her pussy.
Me rapping to her pussy is pretty great.
I have a lot of practice ahead of me.
As I say that first line, she's dildoing herself with a rainbow.
By the way, also,
saw a rainbow yesterday.
We tied in the game, but really everyone that watched was the winner.
Hey,
because we went live.
Yeah. And we're are we live?
Because we were live.
Are we live?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll see everybody next time.
Put your smoking jacket on now,
Ralph. Where are we? This one? See you next time on the SDR show.
Where's my camera? Pulling tight on me. We'll see you next time on the SDR show.
Let me get a third shot. All right, go live.
We got a piss to clean up.
Shame you're shooting aim for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and aim to stay in time for falling. myself. The rest is up to me. Yeah. Don't
go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast.
Listening to the SDR Show.